Dollar Sports Recap Time, Thursday edition, brought to you by
Marquette Big Boy.
What's going on today, Steve? Playing some golf?
Oh, no. I'm working all night.
Did you play last night?
I played last night, yeah. We actually got a skin from the week before.
Well.
Yeah.
Don't spend it all in one place.
I think we did at the bar last night.
I hear you. All right, so let's talk about your Brewers, first of all. They won the type of games that, I mean, this was a pitcher's duel, man, last night. Hauser looked great. Keuchel looked great. Hauser goes, what, 7 innings, no earned runs. The bullpen does their job. Dallas Keuchel gave up only 1 earned run over 7 innings, and that was the difference. Sogard with the only RBI for the Brewers, 1-0 over the White Sox.
Yes, and all this without Christian Yelich even playing in this game. Not that it matters, since he's batting below 100 so far this year. But without Yelich, they win 1-0. But this is what I'm worried about. They're not scoring any runs.
Why do you think that is? What's going on there? Do you think the pitching is just that good?
I don't know. I think this is just a weird time. I think it's weird for them to be in front of fans. I don't think they get as pumped up as much. I mean, their batting average as a team is below 200.
Wow.
That's not good.
As a team, that's crazy to think about. I wonder what the average is across the league if that's way down.
I don't know. Arcia is the only regular batting over 300.
Well, let's talk about tonight's game. They continue the series with the White Sox. Lindblom with a 4.91 ERA against Gonzalez, who you would think would be a dominant pitcher, but his ERA is inflated up 7.36.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. We did snap the 6-game winning streak of the White Sox, so let's see if we can start our own winning streak.
That's what they need to do, right? They're over 500, though.
Yes.
The Brewers are now, right?
No, they're 4-5, but they are in second place. But here's what's really worrying me the most is the Cubs are running away with this division. They're 10-2.
That's not good.
So we got to play the Cubs tough when we play them. But 4-5, and we're in second place. What happened to the Cincinnati Reds being this contender there, Adam?
I don't know, man. What do you want from me? All I was telling you is what a lot of the pundits were saying about the pitching of the Reds, and that has not panned out. Well, I guess we'll see when they square off against the Brewers eventually here, and the Cubs especially.
Yeah, we'll see how that plays out after that. But Tigers get back to playing tomorrow, finally, at the Pirates, so you get to finally see the Pirates, who are 2-10, so at least you have a chance. Tigers at 5-5, you never know. 60-game season, it's a sprint, it's not a marathon.
And that's the truth right there. It sounds like Matthew Boyd's going to be on the bump against who, Brault?
Steven Brault, yep.
That's all I have to say about that. Let's go to the NCAA. Couple of interesting storylines here. One, Penn State has come out and said they will have no fans at any of their fall sports. Not really a shock there. But then the report comes out that the Big Ten and the Big East are having preliminary talks about trying to find a way to do fall sports in a bubble.
How are you going to do that?
I have no idea.
You'd have to
man.
Do all online classes while it's doing it then. I mean, if you can't leave the bubble,
right?
Unless they bring teachers into the bubble.
And then they have to stay in the bubble. Yeah, I don't saw that's a.
Yeah.
We talked about the logistics of the NFL being in a bubble. This is even bigger. You're talking about all kinds of different sports and, you know, men's, women's sports. That would be a humongous undertaking for sure.
Yes, it would.
All right, let's go to the PGA, my friend. Championship round one. Brooks Koepka is the favorite. Looks like Justin Thomas is not too far behind him in the favorite. But where are they at on the leaderboard right now?
We got Scottie Scheffler and Zach Johnson at 4-under leading right now. Some big names at 3-under, Tony Finau, Jason Day, Martin Kaymer, and none other than Brooks Koepka, who's bogeyed the second hole but has made 4 out of 5 birdies after that.
Oh.
So he's at 3-under through 9.
Don't bet against Brooks Koepka.
Tiger Woods is at 1-under, so is Justin Thomas. It's early.
What about my boy?
Ricky Fowler? I haven't seen him, Adam. I don't think he's teed off yet, actually.
Oh, he might not be till 4 o'clock tee time. So,
yeah.
All right, let's go to the NHL real quick. Had some games yesterday. Blackhawks topped the Oilers. That was the game I didn't see on my list that you said it was at like 10:30 last night.
Mm-hmm.
Canadiens, another win over the Penguins. They're on the brink of elimination. They won last night 4-3. Let's see, Avalanche topped the Stars, Lightning 3-2 over Bruins, 4-1 for the Coyotes over the Predators, and the Panthers 3-2 over the Islanders. And it continues today, like you said, man, all day, every day. Hockey, 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 I love it!
Yes. 2:30, 4 o'clock, 6:30, 8 o'clock, 10:30. If you're a hockey fan, this is the best format they could ever have come up with. Well, hockey all day long.
I'm keeping my eye on those Calgary Flames. They don't play till 10:30 tonight on CNBC. They're up 2-1 over the Jets in that series.
They could knock them out tonight.
All right, a little bit of tidbit from the NFL. Really, it's just trying to keep an eye on who's opting out for this season in the NFL. They have until, what, 4 o'clock today?
They have till 4 o'clock today, and as of now, I have heard of nobody else opting out in the last couple days. So I think maybe we won't see any more. You?
I don't know. I mean, I guess we're going to have to find out. I don't know if that actually, that deadline's going to hold up either, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah, I mean, what are you gonna do? Like, if someone just says next week, you know what, I really don't feel safe, I don't want to play, they can't? Or do they just give up their salary? Is this opt-out deadline just to see if you're going to take the $150,000 or $350,000, or is it different than that? That's interesting.
Big Boy Sports Recap, ready, bye.
Marquette Big Boy.
Catch you tomorrow, bud. Friday edition.
All right.
The Outdoor Show.